AI. Welcome to AI News Blend, today's episode. I'll write this in the host's voice, no formatting, ready for text-to-speech. Okay, so there's a company that is so confident in its AI, it will straight up buy the food you can't sell. Like, if the AI is wrong, it eats the cost, literally. We're talking about groceries here. The most boring, unsexy corner of tech you can imagine, and it might be one of the most interesting AI stories nobody's talking about. Welcome to AI News Blend, I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Let's talk about a company called Shelf Engine AI. Here's the setup. Every grocery store in America has the same nightmare. How much bread do we order? How many strawberries? Too little and shelves are empty. Customers are annoyed, sales walk out the door, too much, and it rots in the back and gets thrown in a dumpster. For decades, this decision was made by a guy. A store manager with a clipboard and a gut feeling. Multiply that by every store, every day, every perishable item, and you get an ocean of waste. We're talking billions of dollars a year in food that just dies on the shelf. AI. So Shelf Engine built an AI that looks at sales history, school schedules, local events, even things like, is there a football game this weekend, and predicts down to the store level exactly what's going to sell tomorrow. Here's where it gets interesting. They didn't just sell software and walk away. They put their money where their algorithm is. If Shelf Engine's AI recommends an order and the store can't sell it, Shelf Engine buys it back. They eat the loss, not the grocer them. Think about that for a second. That's not a SaaS subscription. AI, that's a company staking its own bank account on its model being right every single day, thousands of times over, and they raised $12 million to do it. And honestly, I think that's the real story here, not the AI, but the confidence. Anybody can build a forecasting model, building one you're willing to bet real money on every day forever. That's a different animal. That's companies saying, we don't think we're right, we know we're right. And if they're wrong, even a little too often, they go bankrupt, so they'd better be good. AI. Meanwhile, companies like Afresh and a Berlin startup called Freshflow are playing a similar game, pure AI forecasting for produce and perishables, and reporting numbers that sound almost fake, 30 to 50% less food waste, 16, 17% more revenue at scale across a grocery chain. That is not a rounding error. That's the difference between a good year and a great year for these companies. Takeaway, the AI here isn't flashy, there's no chatbot, no avatar, no wow demo. It's just quietly deciding how many bananas your local grocery store buys tomorrow. AI? And it's saving actual food from the trash. I'll take boring but effective over flashy but useless any day. But here's the thing. While everyone's watching the forecasting nerds argue about bananas, something else was happening quietly. Instacart just bought a computer vision company. The company is called Arpolis. And what it does is honestly kind of wild when you think about it. You walk down a grocery aisle, you take a quick video with your phone, just a normal phone, nothing special, and the AI turns that video into a live, accurate map of exactly what's on that shelf right now. AI. What's stocked, what's out, what's misplaced, what's about to run out? Now here's the twist. Instacart has over 600,000 shoppers walking through grocery stores every single day, phones in hand, already filming aisles to fulfill orders. Instacart just realized, wait, we already have an army of human cameras walking through every store in America. What if their phones could double as a live shelf scanning network? So now, every time an Instacart shopper is grabbing your milk and eggs, their phone could be quietly feeding real-time shelf data back to retailers. No extra cameras. AI, no robots rolling down aisles, though, side note, those exist too. Companies like Bossa Nova literally have shelf scanning robots patrolling stores at night like little Roombas with trust issues. But Instacart didn't need to build hardware. They just repurposed people who were already there. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't that just using your customers as unpaid data collectors? Yeah, kind of. That's exactly what it is. And it's brilliant, and it's a little bit sneaky, and it's very, very Silicon Valley. Here's why this matters, though. AI forecasting AI, like Shelf Engine and Afresh, tells you what should be on the shelf. ARPALYST tells you what's actually on the shelf right now in real time. Put those two together, prediction plus verification, and you get a grocery store that basically runs itself. The AI orders the food, the AI checks that the food made it to the shelf. Humans just show up and stock stuff, which brings me to the quiet undercurrent in all of this. AI, every single company doing this, a Freshflow, even Instacart, says some version of this isn't about replacing workers, it's about freeing them from busy work. And look, I actually believe that mostly one executive said their AI is saving employees something like an hour or two a day that used to be spent manually counting inventory and writing order sheets. That's real time back, but I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a version of this story 5 years out where a lot fewer people need to be doing that job at all. Quick hits before we go. AI, Freshflow raised $10 million to keep obsessing over spoiled lettuce. And honestly, respect Microsoft's been quietly showcasing a partner startup called Y-Distry that uses AI to spot slow-moving products in one store and ship them to a store where they'd actually sell, instead of marking them down to nothing. And somewhere on Reddit, a retail worker summed up the whole trend perfectly. The AI knows exactly how much cilantro to order, it just doesn't know why customers keep hiding the good avocados behind the bad ones. Some problems apparently are still human. AI. So here's the big picture. AI in grocery isn't trying to dazzle you. It's not writing poetry or making art. It's just sitting quietly in the back office, deciding how much broccoli to order, and it's saving actual food, actual money, actual margin. It's unglamorous. It's also maybe one of the most genuinely useful applications of AI happening right now because it's not chasing hype, it's chasing rot in the produce aisle. AI. And when the most exciting AI story of the day is we stop so much food from ending up in a dumpster, maybe that says something good about where this technology is actually headed. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.